Finding a comfortable cross-legged position. Lean a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. And then a little bit forward and then a little bit back. And as you move your body in this way, start to center the spine and allow yourself to become very balanced in your upright seated position. Think about drawing a straight line from your tailbone all the way up to the top of your head. We're preparing to tune in for our practice, settling all of your awareness in between the eyebrows and slightly above. Take a few long, deep breaths here. Take a deep inhale through the nose, and through the mouth let it go. Two more times, inhale deeply. Through the mouth let it go. And last time, inhale, let it go. Press your palms together at the center of your chest. Shoulders are relaxed, chin is tucked in slightly, focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. We begin our practice by tuning in with the Adi Mantra, Ong Namo, Gurudev Namo, I bow to the teacher within. Tall, straight spine, focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above, eyes are closed, take a deep inhale, and through the nose, exhale. Inhale very deeply. Exhale. Inhale and let's tune in. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Inhale very deeply, hold the breath. And through the nose, exhale. Relax your hands all the way down. And bring the bottoms of your feet together. We begin with butterfly. Bring the soles of your feet together. Grab onto the top of your toes and lift your knees up and down like the wings of a butterfly. Opening up the hips, relaxing the inner thigh muscles. Notice if you're gripping or tensing in any part of the legs and allow everything to relax as you move in this way. Inhale deeply and exhale completely, relax. And extend the legs all the way out in front. We're stretching the life nerve now. Inhale, bring the arms all the way up. And exhale, reach for the toes, the shins, or the knees, wherever you can reach. Allow your hands to relax here on your body. Inhale, lift the chest. And exhale, bring the chin towards the knees. Inhaling as you come up, exhaling as you go down. Bending at the waist, bending the elbows, encouraging the body to relax, and move deeper into this movement. We're stretching the sciatic nerve, running from the hip all the way up to the big toe. Inhaling as you come up, exhaling as you go down. Moving at a faster pace. Inhale deeply, lift the chest, keep the hands in place, and exhale, go down a little bit deeper, even though just a micromillimeter is great, and then slowly, gently lift yourself all the way up, tall, straight spine. Inhale, bring the shoulders all the way up, and exhale, roll the shoulders down. Continue now, shoulder shrugs, inhaling up, exhaling down. Inhale deeply, bring the shoulders all the way up and hold. And exhale, release the shoulders all the way down. Good, nice work here. Starting with neck rolls, drop your right ear to your right shoulder. Inhale, circle all the way to the back. And as you exhale, bring the chin towards the chest. Inhale deeply, come to center. And exhale completely. Go in the opposite direction, same exercise, opposite direction. Inhale deeply, come to center. And through the nose, exhale. Come on to your knees. Doing little warm-ups here. Modified sun salutation starting from the knees. Coming on to the knees. Starting off in rock pose. Inhale, bring the arms all the way up, lifting up onto your knees, all the way up, and arch the spine back. Take two breaths here. And exhale, bring the palms and the forehead down to the ground for child's pose. Take two breaths here. And then continue. We'll do this in total three times. Inhale, lift the arms, come up onto the knees, arch back, lift your arms. Two breaths. And then exhale, bring your hands down to the ground, bring your forehead down to the ground, and take two breaths in child's pose. When you've done your final round in child's pose, come onto your hands and knees into a tabletop position. We're beginning now our cat and cow. Press your hands down into your mat. Inhale, looking all the way up to the ceiling. Drop the belly low. And as you exhale, round the spine, look towards the knees. Continue now, continuous movement, inhaling as you look up, dropping the belly low, and as you exhale, round the spine, look towards the knees. Inhale very deeply, come to a flat back. Hold your body steady for a few seconds. And through the nose, exhale. Remain here in a tabletop position and bring your belly button towards the spine. Keep your abdomen very firm. And from here, take a deep inhale and extend opposite arm and opposite leg all the way out in front of you and behind you. Hold steady for two breaths and then switch sides. Two breaths, hold, balancing your body, opposite arm and opposite leg. And then switch. If your knees are tender or sore, you can always take a blanket, double it up, or double up your mat, place it underneath the knees so that you have a little bit of cushioning there. And of course, if any exercise doesn't suit your body for whatever reason, then please take a meditative posture and imagine yourself doing it perfectly. Use the power of your mind to work through the posture rather than the physical aspects. Take a deep inhale and relax. Good, nice work here. We'll do a little bit of work here for the shoulders, keeping your hands where they are in the tabletop position. Take a deep inhale, lift the left arm and thread the left hand all the way through the right underpit to the keyhole of your hand, and then rest your left hand, left ear down to the ground. Take two breaths, stretching out the shoulder, and then switch sides. Lifting the arm all the way up, creating a little bit of momentum, and then swing it all the way through, spending a little bit of time here, two breaths, and then switching sides. the last round, come all the way back into a tabletop position. We're going to make our transition to a standing posture now. Press your hands into the mat, separate your fingers, press into the fingers, turn the toes over, lift the knees up, come into downward facing dog. Breathing long and deep here. Relax your ankles down to the ground best you can. Just removing any props that are in your way. Keep your toes on the ground and start to lift one heel at a time. Lift one heel at a time, starting to stretch out the hamstrings. Good, holding steady for a few last seconds now, letting all the fresh oxygenated blood go directly to the brain. Take a last deep inhale here, and exhale, step your feet towards your hands, remaining here in a forward fold for a few seconds, allowing your body to stabilize and neutralize before we come all the way up into standing. With your fingertips on the ground, heel-toe your feet wide apart. Heel-toe your feet wide apart. You may find that your feet come off the mat. Keep your fingertips touching the ground best you can, or floating them up above if they don't reach down to the ground here. So you're more than hip-width apart, more than shoulder-width apart, nice wide stance. Walk your fingertips towards your right foot. Just hang out here for two breaths. And then walk yourself back to the middle, and then walk your fingertips towards your right foot, your left foot. Just creating a little bit of a stretch here in the inner thighs. Come back to center. Heel toe yourself out just a little bit wider for challenging your balance. We're going to pivot now both feet towards the left. For those of you who are working with us at home, turning both feet towards the same direction, so towards the left, bringing both your hands on opposite sides of your foot. This is a nice wide-legged lunge. A runner stretch, bend into that forward leg. The full foot is on the ground. Foot is on the ground, the front leg is bent. Natasha, full foot is on the ground. Go. Two breaths here. And now straighten that forward leg, changing the direction of the stretch. Very nice. And now pivot to the middle, both feet pointing in the same direction in the middle. And now moving to the opposite side. Pivoting so that your both feet are pointing in the same direction. It's a runner's lunge. Bend into that forward leg. Take two breaths here. And then straighten the leg, changing the stretch. Two breaths. Both feet are pointed in the same direction. There we go. You may find that your back leg, the toes are on the ground and the heel is lifted up. That's perfectly fine. And now gently bend that leg and then come back to center. Good, nice work here. Heel toe your feet back together. Grab onto opposite elbows and we're coming up to standing slowly now. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, bring the shoulders all the way up and exhale, roll the shoulders down and release your hands. Coming into a squatting position. Feet are more than hip-width apart. Interlace the fingertips, interlace the fingers, and place this mudra on top of your head. Take a deep inhale here, and exhale, bend at the knees. Come all the way up. Squeeze the buttocks as you come up. Inhaling at the top, exhaling as you go down. It's your last one. Come all the way up to standing. Keep your hands on top of your head. Give yourself a few long, deep breaths here. And then slowly, gently relax your hands all the way down. Keep your hands down by your sides. Squeeze your hands into fists. Inhale, squeeze. Raise your shoulders close to the ears and exhale. Release the hands and release the breath. We'll do that two more times. Inhale, squeeze the shoulders all the way up and exhale. Open the palms and then one last time. Inhale, squeeze all the way up, hands and fists. And now as you exhale, open the palms. Preparing now for our Kriya. This entire practice is done on a standing posture. So find yourself now in a very comfortable standing position. Feet are about hip-width apart. Doing this on the mat or the floor, whichever works best for you. Hands are relaxed down by your sides. And slowly tilt your head up. If you are at your home, you can look at the crease between the ceiling and the wall. If you're here in the studio, look up to the air ducts above us. Keep your eyes open and do your best to hold your eyes open and hold your gaze steady on one point. Here we're working on the pharynx, the windpipe. This helps to clear mucus, helps to strengthen the vocal cords. Eyes are open. And doing your best to keep your eyes fixed to one point. Should be no strain in the neck, just a slight tilting upwards. Inhale very deeply, and exhale completely. Close your eyes, bring your head back to neutral, spine is straight. Spine is straight. Beautiful. Stand as you are, press your palms together, thumbs are pressed into the bone of your chest. Keeping your eyes closed, breathe long and deep here. This posture helps to develop focus and concentration. Inhale deeply. And exhale completely. Slowly, gently relax your hands all the way down. Take a moment, feel your body. Tune into your mind. Stand with your feet together, sorry, your ankles together. Hands are relaxed down by your sides. Look up now, look right up at the ceiling. Keep your eyes open and begin breath of fire. If you don't know breath of fire, please begin panting like a dog. And begin. If you're pregnant or menstruating, please just do long, deep breathing. Inhale deeply, hold breath, close your eyes, and then bring your head back to center. Come back to a normal breath. Bring your feet together here. And then look forward about 5 feet away from your toes. Lock your gaze on the point on the floor in front of you, 5 feet ahead of you. And we'll begin breath of fire or panting like a dog. Remember, if you're pregnant or menstruating, just long, deep breathing. Panting like a dog is tongue all the way out and fast breath. Breath of fire is the same thing, but with the mouth closed. Inhale very deeply. Close the eyes. And exhale, come back to a neutral spine. For the next exercise, bring your chin all the way to your chest, close as you can. Chin to the chest, best you can. Keeping the eyes closed, long, deep breathing. Developing the intellect. Inhale deeply, and exhale completely. Bring your head all the way back to neutral, keeping your eyes closed. Last two exercises. For this last one, stand as you are. Hands are down by your sides, relax. Tilt your head back up. As high as you can, keeping your eyes closed, focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. Focus all of your awareness in between your eyebrows. This is called your brow point. This exercise improves vision, eyesight. Inhale deeply. And exhale completely, slowly, gently. Bring your chin back to parallel to the ground. Spine is straight. We have one last part of this Kriya to go. Press your fingertips together in front of your face. I'll explain the exercise here, and then we'll do it together. It's just three repetitions of this. I'll explain it first. Here, you'll be using your thumbs to block off your nostrils and then inhaling through the mouth. Keep your eyes open as you do that. And then closing off your mouth, closing off your nostrils, puff out your cheeks, close your eyes, and drop your chin towards the chest. Hold the breath as long as you can, and when you can't hold the breath anymore, come back up to straight. Release your breath through the nose, and then open the eyes. We'll do this three times. So beginning now, close your nostrils, breathe through the mouth. Hold the breath, close your eyes, puff out your cheeks, and drop your chin to the chest. As you come up, release the nostrils, let all the air go, open the eyes, and then we'll begin again. Close the nostrils, inhale through the mouth, close the eyes, chin to the chest. When you can't hold the breath anymore, release the breath through the nose, open the eyes, and then we'll do this one last time. Take a deep inhale through the mouth, close the nostrils, puff out your cheeks, dip the chin towards the chest, eyes are closed. Can't hold the breath anymore, release through the nostrils, open the eyes, float the hands back down. Clearing out the oral cavity, this is where cold germs hang out, so we just clear all of that. Especially here in North America, it's ragweed season, allergies. So we did a little bit of help for the congestion here. Now take a deep inhale, come all the way back down into a seated position. We're just going to sit for 1 minute with quiet reflection and then start our relaxation. Come all the way down to a seated position, eyes closed. First finger and thumb touching. 1 minute. Inhale deeply, and exhale completely. Come all the way down onto your back for a deep relaxation. Well done, everyone. The Kriya is now complete. The set was for the head, for the brain, for the mind, for the intellect, concentration, willpower, memory, throat, eyesight, teeth, facial muscles, and nervous strain. Relaxing down on your back, let gravity take hold of your body weight. Feel very heavy and relaxed here. Gently bring your awareness back into the room. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Turn your wrists and your ankles in circles, turn, turn, turn. Bring your hands together, rub, rub, rub. Bring the bottoms of your feet together at the same time, rub, rub, rub. Place your feet down onto the mat, rub your hands together double time. And bring your warm hands over your closed eyes. Bring a healing energy into your optic nerve. Float your hands away from your face. Bring your knees to your chest, rock from side to side. And then turn to one side. And then come all the way up into a seated position, preparing for today's meditation. This month we're working on the meditation for trust. Bring your left palm down first, palm facing up, and then right palm on top. Bring the thumb tips together, and bring this mudra over your head. Your palms are over your head, like you're holding a halo above you. Hands are above your head, not touching your head. Good. Keep your focus now, keep your eyes a little bit open, and focus on the tip of your nose. The mantra is Wa. Hey Guru, very softly. Wa Hey Guru. 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 Take a deep inhale. Hold your hands in place. And through the nose, exhale and slowly, gently relax your hands all the way down. Sit quietly for a moment. Press your palms together at the center of your chest. Shoulders are relaxed, chin is tucked in slightly, focusing in between the eyebrows and slightly above. We close now with a long time sun, followed by a long sut. Short nam. Take a deep inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surrounds you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Inhale deeply, long sigh, short nam. Sat Nam. Please ground yourself, bring your forehead and your palms to the ground, closing off the energy of today's practice. Satnam. And to each other, Satnam. And to our friends who are listening in podcast land, we send you a flying kiss. Mwah! Thank you very much for listening and tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's practice, Kundalini Yoga Set for the Head. Lots of love. Catch up with you next time. Bye for now.